This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Randall, we're joined by the paranormal historian, J. Adam Smith. Randall, do you want to pick up on the questioning?
Right, yeah. Thanks for helping to clarify some of that, Jay. We're just talking about energy and all the different forms it takes. And certainly when we're talking about differences in temperature, things moving, that there's some sort of kinetic energy or thermal energy involved. Then we started talking about how it could affect a person's mind and what sort of energy could possibly account for that. And that's really interesting. We've heard of the work here, mentioned it a number of times on different shows, Michael Persinger, who was a Canadian researcher who was able to reproduce some of the same types of experiences that people have with the paranormal in a lab using different forms of EM, electromagnetic stimulus. So perhaps what we're dealing with is some sort of situation, natural perhaps, maybe not natural, that could be using some sort of an EM field to actually affect a person's mind. That will at least give us some sort of way of explaining it into what we can understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's fascinating is they kind of go off of this. I tend to make a joke with people. You know, you guys are in the to do a lot of stuff in the UFO and alien realm. What's fascinating is this. I say, what's the difference between a ghost that is obviously invisible to the sight and an alien that is cloaked?
I've been making that exact point. They could be dealing with one in the same. If we have an alien technology that can cloak things and affect people's minds using various forms of technology, they mm-hmm. could make people who are not technologically inclined or, say, you know, less advanced than them believe that what's taking place is something that it isn't. And so they make the logical thing is, well, somebody died here, so it must be a dead person. But maybe mm-hmm. it's not. Maybe that's just what they want us to believe so they can study our reaction. So I think you make an excellent point there.
Well, I'd like to even go further on that, too.
Let's do that.
Think about this. Think about this with the aliens. One of the most common things in relation to abductions is that when they get abducted, the aliens aren't talking to them. They're talking in their head. You notice that that's a repeating occurring thing with people who have had experiences with them?
Absolutely.
I felt the calming presence, but I could hear them talking, but it was in my head.
Telepathic.
Well, think about this. How are they doing that? It's because they're tapping into the human energy field. They're tapping into the energy in our head and be able to actually go into our cognitive or processing system that's in our brain. So thinking about this, if aliens can do that, potentially, well, why wouldn't spirits be able to do the exact same thing? So the thing is that, you know, ultimately, you know, basically one makes the point for the other.
I would say it's more like, well, why do we need to invoke something magical and superstitious when we've got a possible technological explanation? That's kind of what I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, not long ago, I just ran across an article where they were using lasers to produce sounds at a distance that sound like they're coming from inside people's heads or right next to them. So this is really interesting. I mean, if we can do it now with our own technology, what would be stopping some other alien race, say, 1,000 years ahead of us?
Right.
Oh, no, like virtually nothing.
And the truth is that all the above. It's weird because once I got into this field, you can't help but kind of connect to everything because it all kind of has its own merit in a lot of ways. You know, we're dealing with anything from governmental to alien to even spiritual that are using the same into our brain to mess with us. I know for a fact that I've interacted with some people and had some experiences myself that I could feel the entity interacting with my brain. But then there are other situations that sometimes I'm thinking subliminal communication going on me with, you know, with the government or extraterrestrial. because it's so much, so crazy stuff out there, you know. But basically, it comes down to what I said before. It comes down to energy. Energy is really the means of everything. It's the means of us being able to investigate the paranormal, because all the tools I have interact with energy in different means. And then we have some amazing things. For those who are listening, make sure you visit my Haunted Gnostic Ghost Tours Facebook page, because we have been allowing our participants to video with their cell phones evidence, weird things that's going on. And I'm telling you, we got one of the clearest EVPs ever on the Spirit Box, the SB7, on the train car. We investigated a train station. And one of my investigators said out loud, "How long you been here?" And literally it sounds like this: 26 years. As clear as that, right after that question. Understand that device is not a walkie-talkie. It's a radio that's been modified to basically go on all the white noise, right? So there's no way for the radio to have heard the question and therefore respond to the question on the device. But is it possible that spirits are using that same energy field, that they can either mess with a person's head if they're under the influence, or they're going through this wave of energy that's basically the signal, and being able to affect the device with their voice? It's absolutely fascinating.
Right. I guess those are the kind of questions that we really need to be able to answer, because hypothetically, you know, it may be the case that a certain kind of technology can make it sound like the sound is coming from the device when in fact it's not, because we were just talking about that. If you can project a sound out to a specific point and location, you can make a person think that it's coming from that location when in fact it's not. So then the assumption becomes, well, it must be the device that's picking up the sound. Oh my God, there must be a spirit in the room or something like that. And I think that when we start jumping to those sorts of assumptions, that can get a little bit dangerous. But that doesn't mean that there is no phenomena taking place. Something is still going on.
Well, going to what you just said with this amazing device that you're saying that can shoot this signal, well, I'm assuming it's not readily available, and I don't think they're monitoring my paranormal investigation ghost tours with that. So, yes, there is a possibility that there could be some man-made governmental this and that kind of stuff going on. But I don't think that I would say that it would be a very fractional amount of tools and a very fractional amount of people who are experiencing particular that kind of thing. And then, the next thing I teach on my investigations is also substantiation, which they really don't focus on in the field, is to say, look, I get it. Your device is getting a floating EMF right there. It's not connected to any power lines. It's literally just floating there, which makes no sense, because it's power. Why is it floating there? But that's great. But we can't say it's a ghost. We can't say it's a spirit. So basically what I teach through my investigations is to get people to think outside the box, question everything. So that right there is probably one of the biggest gifts and legacies I'm giving to the world in general, is to get them to question everything. And then I teach them to substantiate. All right. So when you get to a point that you've got all these different tools, and we got four or five different tools are acting unusual in the same space, it's getting to a point that it's harder to debunk it. It's harder to say no, that this experience is not happening.
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally with you there. Like I was saying, I do believe that strange things happen. I've experienced enough of it myself. I've just begun to question the assumptions about what it actually is, where normally we might assume that someone's dead grandparent is wandering around, haunting a place. I'm thinking, well, there may be other explanations than that are not normally explainable, not mundane, something different. Are also other devices that can project sound in the same way. And actually, they're commercially available. In fact, they're used in New York for street advertising. There are stores that you can go out and look at their display window. And if you stand in just the right spot, you can hear inside your head. Nobody else around you can hear this, but it sounds like it's coming from inside your head what the products in the display window are about.
All I can think is I'm scared. In general, just to be walking around the world that we're at, is because there's so much suggestion going on that we're even having a hard time figuring out. Like, I'm having a paranormal experience, but who do I blame? I don't know. There's so many possibilities. It's like, I don't know which direction to go. But I can tell you this. As a holistic practitioner, I can definitely say that it helps having that holistic side and understanding the energy coming from your body.
You know, it's going to get wider if we don't do our break now. Okay?
Jay and Jay and Jean, you're in.
The Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Go Berkey.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, we're trying to ponder here the mysteries of the world. Or is this the mysteries of the world? I don't know. With all the craziness going on in this world, Jay, do you see any change in the interest in paranormal events?
You know what's fascinating? Yesterday, I was lucky enough to have two different news stations actually have me on there. And when I was watching one of the videos, they had this poll they're running. The three options were, I don't believe in ghosts, I have felt the presence before of a ghost, and I've seen a ghost. All right. And they're doing this poll. When I was watching it, I was like, this is fascinating. I want to see what the numbers end up being. And basically, it looked as though two out of three people either felt the presence of a ghost or seen a ghost personally, which is fascinating, which is showing that, you know, when you're looking around, this is not a small thing. This is turning into a big thing. You know, it's not only a few people are getting thrown into a psychiatric ward. We're now able to talk about it in our life that we're having today without feeling as though we're going to get shunned by our neighbors or get thrown into the psychiatric ward. People are saying, look, I'm not afraid to say, I remember seeing my grandfather 2 weeks after he died, and he was in my bedroom. These people are not afraid to share that now. Thank goodness. We're at a point that we can talk about it. And now we're at a point, it's like, wow, that's a big number, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, it seems like the paranormal in general is becoming much more popular than the more specialized areas of the paranormal. So the paranormal is kind of a catch-all term. If you look up paranormal investigators, for example, I did this not long ago, there were a lot of hits come back in the search engines. You could even use quotes, for example, to narrow them down. But say if you did UFO investigator compared to paranormal investigator, you'd get far, far fewer. So what we're finding is that there's a lot more people like yourself who are taking a kind of a holistic approach to the paranormal and looking at all of these aspects and trying to see if they fit together in some way. And I really like that approach instead of just saying, well, you know, it must be, you know, the ghost of a deceased person. Maybe there's more to it than that in some cases.
No, no question. No question. And one of the things that I feel is my legacy, because some people go and they're like, J. Adam Smith, you're a holistic practitioner and you're a ghost hunter. And at first, I don't like that terminology. I'm not hunting one of these rascally rabbits. Okay. I'm not hunting these ghosts. But in general, though, is that I tell them, I said, look, you don't understand the legacy below the surface with my ghost tours. And they're like, what is the legacy? I says, I'm taking the fear out of paranormal, because fear is where people have problems. So when you have a haunted house and you can't change the fact I'm living in a city that's got hundreds of years of trauma in it, all right, and they're getting visited by spirits that are trying to create dominion of the house or dominion over this person, well, how are they doing that? They're doing it because your life force energy is weak. You're fearful. You're scared. So as soon as you show the spirit that you're scared, they're going to mess with you. So basically what I'm educating with people is that it's not as scary as you think. These TV shows want to make it scary because for some weird reason, people like scary things. Have you figured out why people like scary things so much in this world right now?
Well, people like a thrill. You know, it's, you know, living on the edge is why people climb mountains on little thin ropes where they can fall thousands of feet, or get on a board and strap it to their feet and go down a hill, you know, a mountainside covered in snow. It's just what we do. We create roller coasters and all of that. It's the blood pumping, and then it just, people actually like it. It gives us a sort of a high in a way.
Well, it's weird. And the question is, what kind of high are you getting? Are you getting a high off of low vibration or getting a high off of high vibration? It's kind of interesting.
Well, maybe this feeds into exactly what you're saying. Like if a person is high, like you're saying, don't go in on alcohol or on drugs or something like that. Maybe the whole idea is to create that sense of fear, get the adrenaline going, because it sends a natural type of a high into the person's psyche that they can use in the same way that they might use somebody's who is intoxicated. Maybe that's part of the purpose.
Oh, no question. There's so many possibilities. So really, so ultimately what I do is understanding being in the holistic field, understanding that my clients who are scared, that their vibrations are very low, and understanding, okay, well, if your vibrations are low, darkness can't live in light, and light can't live in darkness. Basically, it's one or the other. That's basically this world. So if your vibration, your aura is, say, 10 feet out, darkness can't get inside that, okay? It just can't get to it. But here's the thing. What happens if you're scared? If you're scared, your vibration is almost depleted to nothing. So it's almost like leaving your front door open in your house.
I think we need to get into this one as well. Like we covered energy a bit, and that helped to clear things up. But now we're into vibration. And we hear, you know, the term used a lot, but it seems like it's sort of a, is this another catch-all term, or what specific type of vibration are we talking about? Usually vibration encompasses things like frequency and amplitude of some sort of phenomenon, physical phenomenon.
Why don't you look at it as polarity? Think about polarities. You've got two opposite polarities that are fighting each other. On a magnet, you got one side is one and the other. And you try to put them together, they will not come together because the polarities are completely different. So what if there is a polarity of light and a polarity of darkness? So all dark emotions are going to have a polarity. Anger, sadness, betrayal, all this negative stuff is going to have this particular polarity. And then you're going to have this other one that's got happiness, peace, love, and all this. It's got this other one.
Same. So vibration then is kind of an analogy. We're not talking about an actual vibration, like a string might vibrate or a different frequency of sound or light, that type of thing. What we're talking about is an analogy to different emotional states.
Well, basically, the reason I brought the polarity up is because that right there will show you how one can't be in the other, okay? The reason I brought that up is to give you an idea of the opposition. Now, would I say that this issue what people are having is polarity related? I would say it's probably blending of all these things. But here's the thing. Understand, when you're a holistic practitioner, there is no real manual. It's not like I can get, like, literally, okay, this is the Chevy, and this is how I take the motor apart, and that is dead on balls, correct and accurate. It's a manual to take apart your car. But when you're in this holistic field, you have to use your intuition. You have to use the combination of other people who have shared and talked about these different things and gain insight to a point that it feels right. It feels like a right way to explain it. You know, I know for a fact I have felt, because I'm an energy healer, so I actually can, I'm an empath. Are you familiar with empaths?
If I'm understanding that correctly, it's an ability to sense the emotions and the emotional states of other people?
That is correct. You're absolutely on it. And what's interesting about that is even energy related, because it's called emotional energy.
We've got more energy than you can believe coming up with JJ and Gene. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Some deadly weather up and down the East Coast. One person was killed in Maryland when a wall caved in at an Amazon distribution center. WTSP-TV's Grady Trimble.
The powerful storm sent a massive tree straight into Marcella Guybee's Newport Richey home. The nursery ceiling came crashing down around her sleeping daughter Maria, missing her by inches.
I see her and grab her so fast.
Cleanup continued about 30 minutes away in Lando Lakes, where neighbors say strong winds uprooted trees.
two people have died and five people were injured in Tallahassee, Florida, when a shooter opened fire inside a yoga studio. The gunman then killed himself. So far, no motive is known for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
This is getting fun. I'm enjoying this.
Well, we're having fun talking to you, so let us continue to have fun.
Yeah, right. This is really helpful to clear some of this up because, we had, I always feel somewhat obliged to mention this recently, Sharon A. Hill on, who wrote Scientific Americans. And so she gets to talking about, when people in the paranormal start using scientific terms and not quantifying them in a way that is particular to their field, then people can get confused as to what the person is actually talking about. So people in science will sometimes complain about the co-opting of scientific terms. And I would say, but there are terms that are used in different disciplines in different ways. We just have to be careful how it is that we interpret them when someone is using them. So if we have a paranormal investigator who's using terms like vibration or frequency or light and dark, that we get the proper context and so that we can help to understand what it is that you're experiencing that brings validity to your particular field of study.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% correct. And that's the reason why when I get classified as an expert in the field, I tend to blush a little bit, and I would say more of not much expertise, but merit, I guess you could put it in there, merit within the field, or just with the respect of the time that I put into posing the questions, analyzing and challenging and questioning and coming to where I'm at now, that my techniques are very effective, you know what I'm saying, and how I evaluate all these things. And it's very, very helpful that I'm a holistic healing practitioner on top of that being a paranormal investigator, because, you know, these spirits can really screw with people. I'll give you an example. Do you remember that TV show that was on? It was called Paranormal State.
Yes.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's fascinating about that movie, and again, I'm not trying to bash anyone by any means. I want to help. If this guy wanted to talk to me, I will try to help him any way I can. But initially when it came out, I loved the show because it was all about trying to help these families who are in this haunted house gain clarity and gain control and really improve their situation, all right? And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. But then after a few episodes, the main guy ended up having demons following him, and that's what he classified as being a demon. I would say it's not a demon. It's just a spirit that has learned to manipulate him, and a dark one. But what's interesting is it kept on going from one show to the next show to the next show. And seeing this guy, I'm like, okay, I stopped watching it. I was just like, okay, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole with this guy. This guy is dangerous. He doesn't know what he's playing with and doesn't understand that when you're investigating the paranormal, you have to think about your emotional state. How am I doing? Because anything's following me home and things like that. So now, long story short, years later, this guy, if you look at him, the energy is drawn out of his face. He looks a mess, and he's been in and out of jails and been very crooked with different events and things like that, where he's stealing money from people and things like that. And I'm almost like, I could have called it initially. I'm like, you're playing with fire. You're going to get with fire. You keep this up. And I'm looking, and it's like, I don't like saying I told you so. And I will never say I told you so. But in this situation, I'm kind of like saying, I wish you would have gone down a different road or known a little bit more of what you're dealing with. The TV's great, and I'm creating a fun little reality show for people to love and all this kind of stuff, but I'm not thinking of the hazards in relation to working within the field of paranormal investigation.
I've heard other stories of people who have had haunted houses where they've lived, mm-hmm. and that have caused them problems. And mm-hmm. after they moved out and they left it behind, they started to feel better. Their health improved. Medical conditions, you talked about heart arrhythmia and such, mm-hmm. that they had actually did clear up. They attribute it to some sort of unexplained force that was taking place within the home that they were living in. We don't know what the actual causes were, but it seems awfully suspect that these types of stories occur over and over and over again to mm-hmm. think that really nothing is going on. It's all just in people's minds.
Oh, no question. And on top of that, it is energy. Coming from a holistic healing practitioner, it is energy. The issue is energy. Energy can mess with the environment, and it can mess with all kinds of stuff, but energy, it can also affect us. As you said, it could be a natural energy. I got a house that's got unshielded wiring in it causing EMF that's in my house that could make me feel paranoid and stuff. That's fine. But paranoia is a little bit different than I'm actually hearing voices in my head. I'm feeling sad. The emotion is sad, which is another form of energy, emotional energy, another form of energy. Energy, energy, energy. Really, this is what the basis of all of this is at. And even really, going into ufology.
Very interesting. Actually, we had some other paranormal investigators on fairly recently. And in one case, they had EM measuring meters of some kind that they took around with them just to see if there were any EM spikes in some of the places that they went into. I imagine you might even be familiar with some of these tools since you're uh-huh. doing this yourself. And what they found in a couple of places was that in one case there was a cell tower right outside, just not that far from the person's window. And they were literally getting bathed in the EM from the cell tower, and it was producing sounds inside the person's head. And some other ladies had a similar issue with a device that they had in their home that made them see things in the shadows, some sort of giant insects, I think they said. And so these are very human-produced, technologically-produced examples of people seeing things that if they hadn't gone out and found the causes, could have led them to believe in all sorts of supernatural nonsense, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, no question. And that's the reason why, as I was sharing earlier, I'm teaching people to question everything. If you're having an experience or have something going on, test it, quantify it. See if you can figure out how to debunk it. Don't be afraid to debunk it. Debunk it, you know? So they were able to find the power lines. That's fantastic. But I can say that that's not going to be all scenarios coming firsthand experience, because we're trying to do the same thing when we're investigating. How can we debunk it? Okay, there's no cause, no reason for this. But it's also in the same aspect as a lot of times the activity that we have, it's not as scary as you think it is. If we stop thinking of spirits being demons and being these horrible things that are trying to destroy us, it won't raise our fear aspect, which will lower our vibration, which will then give them the opportunity to go ahead and play with us even further and get into our psyche and screw with us. Because you know what? It's got to be boring as hell for some of these spirits being here 100 years, whatever years they've been here, you know, and no one sees you, but then I'm able to affect this person. They're going to start playing with you. They're going to start messing with you because it's fun and it's entertaining. Here we got a bunch of people who are walking around. They're just opening the door for activity, saying, hey, come on in. Hey, come on in. I don't have any energy here around me. I don't have a force field around me. You know, come on and mess with me. I'm open game.
Well, that's a really interesting way to look at the phenomena, for sure. I mean, imagine, say, if you were dealing with whatever this is, if you're assuming that there's some entity out there that is actually trying to create a reaction in you for whatever purpose it is, and you just decide, well, whatever you do, I'm just going to carry on and, you know, make my breakfast or whatever it happens to be. Like the Addams Family, you know, you just get a house where, well, this is all just normal for us. Then I can imagine that whatever entity, if there is such a thing behind it, that is studying or watching or trying to get that reaction would certainly actually perhaps find it more interesting than the typical person who simply gets scared and runs off and creates some tale about being haunted by a ghost.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, this has been quantified as well. This quote-unquote theory that I'm telling you about, well, it's been quantified because over the years, the same thing happens. You have an experience, and it gets to be more.
Small to large, we'll figure out why in our next segment. With Randall, Jay, and Gene, you're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Astonishing, isn't it, about these experiences? Just astonishing. You know, I've had a couple of things happen to me over the years, but nothing terribly exciting. Let's continue, Randall.
Right. You were saying just before the break that having paranormal experiences often leads to more paranormal experiences.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense psychologically because you have this entity that's roaming around. They're trying to get your attention. A lot of people have their blinders up. So basically, and that's the way I used to be. I'll be honest about it. If something weird happens, light turns on or this happens kind of stuff, I'm going to think there's something wrong with the wiring. I'm not going to test it, not going to question it. I'm just going to go ahead and blow it off. And, of course, those entities, after a while, they start giving up. They're not going to try to mess with you anymore because you're obviously not seeing what they're doing. But then once you do recognize something happens, something scares you, the entity knows that. They're watching, observing you. They're like, okay, I just got their attention. And then what will happen is you'll start having more and more and then frequent visits. And it makes sense because that entity has something to do at this point, you know. And then, of course, possession, I personally believe that possession is due partially to a weakened emotional state. So if your vibration is low, if you're down, if you're, you know, gloomy, if your energy is low, that I believe that the entities can actually ride along. I actually believe that they can actually get into you. And obviously that has been proven through the Catholic Church and through other religions all around the world in relation to real things such as exorcisms. It's not just a movie. It's actually a real aspect. When I was in the seminary, by the way, which is fascinating, I was one of a handful of people who were selected to go to the seminary out of high school and represent a diocese down in Florida. And, you know, when you're a seminarian, it's almost like you went up the ladder to the next level. And so people started treating you a little differently. It's like, oh, you're going to be a future priest and stuff. And they, you know, start treating you higher. And even the priests themselves are too as well. And I remember this one priest coming up to me. He introduced himself. He says, I'm from California. I'm under a specific order. I'm not sure exactly which order it was, but he says, I'm upstate California, and my order, I don't want to scare you. He said, we do exorcisms. And my eyes were like, what? He's like, yeah, we do exorcisms. And he says, I want to let you know, I'm not trying to scare you, but I want to make sure that you're aware of the battle between, you know, good and evil, heaven, hell, all this kind of stuff. He says, I want you to understand that what you've seen on that movie Exorcist, I've seen it all. It's all real. And I'm like, really? This is a movie you're talking about? And he's like, this is for real. You know, now, of course, they don't let it go out in public typically too much because I don't know how the public could handle the idea that, oh my God, I could be the next person being possessed by a demon and start floating and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But anyhow, it's truly fascinating, you know, with that. So with that, I can't help but question how to dark entities get into people, such as the exorcist. And in the same aspect is, could some of these spirits that are roaming around, just jerks or whatever, maybe not demons, but could they also get into our psyche? Could they ride along? Could they operate? And I hear a lot of people when they start losing it, when they're drinking a lot, and I love this terminology, they say, yeah, I just lost time, or I was outside myself, you know, during this time. It's like, I don't even remember beating up this guy. I just see myself, you know, I just kind of woke up on top of this guy, and this guy's bleeding underneath me. I'm like, you don't remember any of that? He's like, they're like, no, I blacked out. I'm like, could something be controlling at that time? Could something be riding on board and literally switched over and now they're driving? It's like no more, you know.
Well, that's a really valid question. It is a very valid question. And in my own musings, my own thinking about this analysis of these types of phenomena, what it seems to me is that people are making assumptions about the phenomena. So religious people make certain types of religious assumptions that it must be what they would call the spirit or of some deceased person or perhaps some spiritual energy. But those terms, spiritual or deceased person, they're never clearly defined in any way that makes any particular sort of sense. Even if we're talking about, you know, energy of some kind entering into a person and controlling them, then what are we talking about there? Some floating form of self-regulating energy that takes on the form of an independent personality? I mean, how is that even possible? We know, I mean, virtually all neuroscience today will tell us that our personality, our energy, the energy in our mind, it is generated from within the brain. I mean, there's people who would dispute that, but there is zero evidence that it's not true. So every type of energy has some sort of a source, for example. So let's just say, to use a simple analogy, we've got a light bulb. And so the light bulb, think of that as our head. We've got this bright light coming out of this that we could, you know, refer to often as the light. And the spirit and the light are often equated. And yet, if that bulb disappears, that light is gone. So there's no reason that we should think that removing the light bulb actually allows the light to continue to be produced in any kind of a coherent fashion. I mean, yes, maybe the light that has been produced is still traveling out in space somewhere as a light beam that is just carrying on doing its own thing. But there's certainly no dynamic left of it. If you turn off the projector, the movie ends. It seems a lot more logical to assume what we've got is a separate, independent, controlling system. So, yeah. Again, well, we're returning to the idea of being able to make people think they're hearing things or make people think they're seeing things when, in fact, there's nothing there. And then they interpret it as, oh, that's a dead person or that's a demon or an evil spirit. And therefore, we must do this particular ritual in order to rid ourselves of it. So if you get yourself outside of the box and you're saying, okay, well, like if we do that to these religious people over here, they're going to behave this way. But if we do that to these scientists over here, they're going to behave this way. And if we do it to this paranormal investigator, you're going to interpret it within your particular set of beliefs and guidelines that you think is what's actually going on.
Yeah. And the truth is, there's probably no way for mankind to really get to a point that there is a true definition that can be accepted by anyone. Really, this human existence that we're going through right now is different for every person. To see the world through one person's eyes and see the world through a different person's eyes, it's going to be completely different. I can't say with my work that faith has helped me. I'm not a per se one religion or another. I'm a universalist. I believe in a higher power because I invoke the higher power to help me, and the higher power has given me some amazing gifts and given me security and protection and a lot of help in relation to stuff. So I do find those people who do have some form of faith, some form of believing of a higher, almost like a backup. It's like I got headquarters I can call anytime on my walkie-talkie. I got headquarters there that's got my back. it would suck being in the middle of enemy lines, being by yourself. Like, hey, I'm in Vietnam. I'm in the jungle. It's nighttime. I can't see anyone. And I don't know. There could be a Viet Cong like 10 feet away from me, and I have no clue. That's got to be scary as hell. So having a belief, some form of belief, whether you believe in Mother Earth or God or fairies or crystals or something, it's good to have that, because otherwise it almost seems like you're navigating without any compass, without any map. It does definitely hurt. But the thing is, you make wonderful points. And like I said, the worst thing is that, you know, you go through the history of time. Faith is something that is not scientific, but it's something that has been gone through the dawn of time, that you have to have blind faith sometimes. You have to have that without question, knowing in your heart that this is true. If you have to test it to know if it's true, you're obviously not following your internal instincts that need to be quantified. That makes sense?
Well, this is a really great discussion, because often we don't get the chance to get into it to this particular depth with people. Mm-hmm. And you've obviously done some reflecting on the subject, and it's really great to have this kind of a conversation. I'm one of those people that is like that person out there in the jungle who has no particular belief. Like you say, what do I have to fall back on? And for me, it is truth. And truth to me equates to whatever is actually the case, as opposed to what we want to believe. And how we figure that out is through a process called critical thinking. And therefore, I won't be put in a position where I have to have faith on something that has not been identified as being existent.
So truth is fantastic. It's almost like...
But before we get into the truth, this truth is fantastic too, ladies and gentlemen. This is the truth, the endless truth, with Gene, Jay, and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.